The sound of rainwater being collected in pots and pans and buckets. Songs from the mangrove forests of the Sundarbans, home to tigers and crocodiles. Articles 14 and 15 of the Indian Constitution, promising the rights to equality and liberty. What do all these have in common? Not much, except this week, if you come to Kolkata, they are all themes of the city's Durga Pujas. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Durga Puja is the biggest festival in these parts. This is when Indians celebrate the 10-armed goddess Durga coming home after vanquishing the forces of evil. At the old Dham Mansion in North Kolkata, they're getting ready for the 165th edition of the festival. Fans whir loudly while someone washes the glass chandelier and the artists paint the images. Dipten Dham says his grandfather's grandfather started this.
Babar Baba. Amra achhi thi, ami hocche fifth purush, pancham purush.
In five generations, nothing has changed. The image looks exactly the same every year. But outside these old houses, the clubs that organize the hundreds of Durga Pujas that happen in parks and street corners all over the city are always looking for the next new thing. Durga Puja is now on the list of UNESCO's intangible cultural heritage. Since then, an arts organization called Mass Art does a preview of about 2 dozen Durga Pujas every year. Organizers are outdoing each other to be more artistic, more socially relevant, more wow. That brings us to the Falling Water in AK Block of Kolkata's Salt Lake City. Shornabu De, who helped the artist Bhabatosh Sutar on the project, says the theme is a drop of water. The pots collecting all the water remind us that rainwater isn't soaking into the ground like it once did.
জলের water source যেভাবে কাজ করছে যতটা মাটির নিচে যাওয়ার কথা ততটা যাচ্ছে.
The goddess and her family are dwarfed here by the statue of a little girl with braids, her empty hands upturned as if collecting the last drops of water. Water shortage, constitutional rights, climate change, overdevelopment in fragile mountains, urgent issues all vitally important. But are they the right fit for a five-day festival of eat, pray, love? Shornabu De says, where else will an artist get such a massive art space and such a platform to reach so many people? It's social messaging through popular art. At the Durga Puja in Arjunpur, performers pop up from behind windows, behind the sculpture of the goddess, and do street theater. It takes a minute for the visitors to realize they're getting a civics lesson in the right to equality in the guise of entertainment. And the backdrop of the goddess is a giant hardbound copy of the Indian Constitution. In Naktala, another neighborhood in Kolkata, the goddess is holding not weapons in her 10 hands, but a giant pot of boiling water. That's rice cooking, says club member Shaun Das, reminding us of the time when the whole family ate together.
Some idol is holding a pot of rice that is cooking right now. In the olden days, we used to have our meals together, right? Nowadays, it's not happening anymore. We are somehow going away from our culture, right?
Now the installation shows a mobile phone on every dinner plate. Scooters and bikes made of wire are parked everywhere, waiting to deliver the next order. Maybe to Shaun himself.
They are all ordering online, if you can see that.
And don't you?
Sure. Why not? Some days.
Whether celebration, protest, or nostalgia, each installation has its own theme, its own style, and in a way, its own frequency. Artist Sushant Pal has done one installation for the Kendua Shanti Chongo that literally hums to its own frequency. The goddess seems to float in a dark chamber filled with a mesh of metal and pinpricks of light. Pal says, "We come to these Durga Pujas to connect with the goddess. But like a radio listener, we need to tune in to her frequency. Then, and only then, can we lose ourselves in her resonance. I am just trying to hold on to that frequency," says Pal.
সেই এই ফ্রিকোয়েন্সিটাকে নিয়ে আমি কাজ করছি, কিন্তু এটা একটা এটা একটা ভিজুয়াল ইন্টারপ্রিটেশন অফ দ্যাট ফ্রিকোয়েন্সি।
I like that idea. In a city chaotic with light and noise, the goddess has come home and is calling out to us. Now if we could just cut through the static and be on the same wavelength. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.